Welcome to the Fast Lane. Nick Miles is our auto expert. So drop it into gear. You've got a green flag. Here's Nick.
Does it work? Hello.
Hello, Governor.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, ba-da, bum, bum, bum.
I'm going to use your mic. How does that go?
I don't need it.
We have a packed show this week. You want to come and get next to me? We could be like friends.
Come on, pigs.
How are you?
Nick, it's nice. It's nice to see you today.
It's Nick Miles and Automatic Andy. And you know, we open the show with Broken Things.
Of course. I don't even know why that would happen right now.
It happens because, you know, we're all masters of the universe. This is the deal. I've had a really busy week, and I've driven some really cool cars. You've had a really busy week, and you've driven some cool cars. And I'm going to buy a motorcycle.
The one with two wheels?
Yeah. Some of them have three, but they're called trikes.
That's what I want.
Do you?
It's more stable.
Well, at least something would be stable in your life.
Ah, but I'm bump. I'm too top heavy for two wheels.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm on the right. I got too much going on the right.
You don't seem top heavy to me.
I'd fall over.
Oh.
I wear a 3X shirt and I have like a 38 pant.
What?
It's like, imagine a bowling ball on a toothpick. Similar. And I'm getting to the age where I might need suspenders.
Really?
Oh, it's bad. The belt, I can't get the belt tight enough.
Is that because you lost weight? Well, yeah. I don't understand what's going on.
That, and I'm oddly shaped. I owe rear end. Like, if my bank account was tied to my rear end, I would be in the red. It's negative.
You surprised me because I thought you had it all together and I was the one that was struggling.
No, man, I need suspenders. I'm only 41. I just don't know how this happened. Maybe when I was 35, that was a moment in time.
All right, well, at least we know now. Guess what?
Nick, tell me.
I got to see brand new Lexus this week. Two of them. Lexi, if there's two of them.
Is it Lexi or Lexus's?
It's either Lexus, Lexi, or Lexus's.
I'm going for Lexus's.
Yeah, I would too, except I feel like you're handicapped when you say it.
You've had two Lexus.
I've had two Lexi.
Either one doesn't sound all that great.
Lexus.
Yeah. Dose. Okay,
the plural is the same as the not plural. Isn't it?
I mean, I'm trying to rack my brain right now. Yeah, I mean,
it's Lexus, I think. I think they also like you to say, you know, to talk about it because you're talking about the brand. I was in Texas and I saw them unveil the new Lexus, which we've never seen before, the TX.
I thought you were lying to me.
No, never. The TX is a brand new Lexus.
You weren't lying.
No. And then I saw them unveil the GX, which I want.
Do they still do the thing with the velveteen curtain on it and they pull it?
No, they have a silk over the car, and they have two burly guys with beards at the back who hold like the edge of it, and then they go, "Please welcome the 2024 Lexus GX," and everyone goes, "Woo!"
And then some guy yanks it.
Yeah, the two guys yank the silk off.
I want to do that.
I have a video of it.
I want to be a silk yanker. Can you find that on Indeed?
A silk yanker.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to find that. Nick, you know a couple of guys.
It sounds rude.
Can you mind dropping my resume off to them?
I wonder if you can say, look, here's a video. I'll turn the sound up so everybody can hear it. You can't see it because you're not here in the studio. But
oh, it really does. Nick, yes, it goes so professional. It's like someone like has a vacuum back there and says.
Let's do it again. So we go to the beginning.
We got to put that on ourautoexpert.com. No. Yoink! It's gone! It's like a magic trick.
Two guys stand behind the car and they pull the silk off.
Are they squatting down as to not be seen?
No. It was just the angle I was at. I had them, you know. That's how it normally has. Sometimes they drive them out onto the stage.
Yeah?
With
the silk on?
No.
That's dangerous.
They go, please welcome the brand new Toyota Tacoma. And then it'll drive out. Like in Hawaii, they drove it out behind a bunch of people with flaming torches.
What? Oh, like a mob?
Yeah, like, but not an angry mob, a Hawaiian celebratory mob.
Oh, like a tiki mob.
Yeah, tiki mob.
Oh, I'm down for that because you get a luau afterwards.
Yeah,
I'm
we okay did. We had a luau. They put the, actually, they dug the pig up before they revealed it because the pig had been in the ground cooking for like a day.
Good old fashioned Hawaiian pig picking.
Yeah. And then they dug it up. They dug all the coals out from around it.
Hmm.
And they served it. Why? Takes a long time. I don't like to have to dig for my dinner. It sounds rude.
Yeah, it's 2023. I just want to go to the drive-thru like everyone else.
Yeah, I want to drive up for my dinner.
Yeah, dig, I want to dig for it. I want to do a pig picking.
And then they cut it up and they served it. But I don't eat the meats, so I didn't partake.
Oh, man, I would have.
Yeah, I know you would have.
I probably would have
been face down
it
into that carcass.
Yeah, I would have been making pig noises eating pig. Yeah.
That's how they revealed the Toyota Tacoma in Hawaii. And this one, they pulled the silks off of the Lexus.
I think Toyota did better. They threw pigs at you, and Toyota and Lexus just took a silk sheet off.
Yeah.
I'd rather
have
a pork.
He's in Texas, though. What do you do in Texas? You have a cowboy rope it? I don't know.
Yes.
Drag it in with a rope?
It could have, you know, like when you rope a cow, you get the head and then you get the haunches. Yeah. You could have got the haunches.
You could have had a parade with cowboys and girls.
Yeah. I would have rode a horse.
Why do cowboys seem very sexy and cowgirls seem very rough?
Maybe it's the spurs.
Is it? Okay.
Because one wears spurs and one doesn't.
Yeah, but if you're a cowboy, unless you're a really working cowboy, it's very showy now, isn't it?
Yeah, they're not about that life.
If you're a cowboy, you're probably in the Village People.
Yeah, seriously, they just want to wear Pendleton clothes,
yeah,
and a hat and
Pendleton
some boots
shirts,
and that's it.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
I haven't seen the last true cowboy I've ever seen. Was what's that guy, the famous guy's name, White Earp?
Okay, well, there are cowboys that work today. They herd the animals and they still do it.
I say, if I were to mention a cowboy now, I'd say it with air quotes, because most of them aren't about that life.
We say a lot with air quotes.
Yeah, Nick, you and I are.
There's a prize, by the way, if you know what we're air quoting. Send it in.
Nick, I feel like you and I could hog tie stuff naturally. I don't need to take a class.
That was a little bit weird, but okay.
No, you hog tie like when you get them. Like, the, for example,
yeah,
there was a news story where, yeah, a couple of cows got loose.
Yeah.
And the cowboys, they, you know what they did? They came up on their horses, and that's how I knew about them hog tying the haunches. Because, oh, I thought you just got the head and then just took it down.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Not even close.
Yeah. So how are you going to hog tie anything? How are you going to chase cows down the street, Andy?
Nick, I would use a electric side-by-side Polaris. That would be my
And then
horse.
You'd get out and rope it? How would you do it? I'm not sure. A horse can actually keep up without you using the reins. With a Polaris, you still have to put your foot on the electrics or the gas and steer it.
I would shoot it in the neck with a tranquilizer dart.
The Polaris?
No, the bear, or the cow.
We're wrestling bears now?
Yeah, we're just...
This has got out of control.
Just called me Automatic Tarzan.
All right, Tarzan.
Yeah, no, I would... No, I know how to hog tie haunches. This would not be a problem for us.
What do we call Bill?
Brake fluid.
Brake fluid Bill.
Blake fluid... Hey, you!
Brake fluid Bill. But I want to change his name, because he came up with a good one earlier today.
What? I didn't hear it.
I want to call him Dollar.
Oh, yeah, Dollar Bill. That's the best nickname. Yeah, Brake Fluid Bill is fired. We just hired Dollar Bill.
Yeah, Dollar Bill. I like it, Dollar.
That's so much better.
What's up, Dollar?
No R, just hard A. Dollar Bill.
Dollar Bill.
Yeah.
All right, what's on the show today? Pack show, of course, as always. We like to have a little fun out the front of the show. On the show today, Automatic Annie has his top five for the Honda Pilot Trail Sport. And the Lexus LX600. Aaron Gold's joining us. He's the senior editor at Motor Trend, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about the Nissan Frontier. My pal, my friend, Nicole Wakelin, she's coming on. She's a journalist, and we went to the VW ID Buzz reveal. That's the VW bus. And Alex Lightman's going to be here from the Fast Lane Motorcycle Classic Off-Road.
Expert with Nick Miles is on the way.